Silicon Valley celebrates the hustle culture of 80-hour work weeks and relentless drive, yet a silent epidemic plagues the entrepreneurial world. The tragic suicides of brilliant founders like Austin Hines and Aaron Swartz reveal the devastating psychological toll of building companies. Depression rates among founders significantly exceed those of the general population, yet this suffering remains largely hidden behind success stories. The entrepreneurial mindset itself creates vulnerability. Founders deliberately seek risk to fill psychological voids, often ignoring warning signals while selecting perspectives that confirm their worldview. Conditioned to never give up, they frequently don't know when to pause or ask for help, behaving as if invincible. Their confidence becomes their greatest ally, while their lack of self-awareness remains their Achilles heel. When a founder named Mark committed suicide, the response from investors focused more on business concerns than human loss, a telling example of how the ecosystem often fails those who drive it forward. Research shows stressful life events strongly correlate with major depression, and startup life inherently includes many depression triggers, financial instability, legal hassles, and relationship challenges. Marital problems increase depression odds by 8.39 times, financial problems by 5.85 times. The glorified image of the 24/7 workaholic founder persists despite clear research correlations between workaholism and depression. What drives some founders to pursue moonshot ideas like colonizing Mars, while others remain content with conventional careers? One theory suggests that the bigger the psychological hole, the grander the problems we seek. These quests fulfill hidden needs for love, fame, validation, or approval that simpler pursuits cannot satisfy. When founders become stalled, focusing on process rather than outcomes helps them regain momentum. Small daily actions create resilience, while establishing consistent routines around work and self-care provides a sense of control when everything else feels chaotic. To build resilience, founders must understand their psychological architecture, what Aristotle identified as logos, reasoning, pathos, and ethos, ethics. Most entrepreneurs aren't naturally balanced between these forces, creating both unique capabilities and vulnerabilities. The ego, that mysterious construct that appears as we enter adulthood, serves as both our greatest ally and worst enemy. A founder's ego is necessarily stronger than most, refusing to accept the status quo or quietly adjust to the social environment. Such an ego benefits society when it functions skillfully, but an overinflated ego without purpose becomes destructive. As the poet Hafiz warns, a gigantic ego keeps you busy with worries and bills, leaving little time to sing in this world. Beneath the ego lies the id, our basic needs and instinctual drives without moral judgment. Balancing these forces is the superego, our internal moral voice pushing us to do the right thing while potentially arousing guilt or shame. This inner critic, shaped by parental influence and social constructs, establishes our ethical guardrails. When these internal forces fall out of balance, therapy offers a path toward integration and healing. Ethics in business make strange bedfellows. Google's original "Don't be evil" motto contrasts with Uber's "win at all costs" approach, highlighting how initial idealistic values often clash with the pressures of scale and profit. Brian Armstrong, Coinbase's CEO, took a bold stance by declaring the company would not engage in broader societal issues unrelated to their core mission. When he offered generous severance to employees who disagreed, 5% of the team left, demonstrating how a company can affirm its values while pursuing its mission. The challenge lies in finding balance, where a strong ego can effectively negotiate between moral imperatives and business necessities. Companies like Ben & Jerry's have maintained ethical commitments while building successful businesses, while others like WeWork demonstrate the risks of losing sight of core values in pursuit of growth. As Einstein reminded technical professionals, concern for humanity must remain central to all endeavors, ensuring innovations become blessings rather than curses. This balance requires constant vigilance and regular reassessment of how business practices align with stated values. Our minds function as sophisticated processors that make countless decisions, calculate complex trade-offs, and navigate competing desires throughout each day. Despite its fundamental importance, fewer than 5% of practicing therapists have had even one formal lecture defining the mind and its operations. The mind's core functions include attention/concentration, analysis/discrimination, and memory/recall, each showing distinct patterns of weakness when overwhelmed. Concentration has become increasingly difficult in our era of endless browser tabs and constant digital interruptions. Research shows the average person now switches tasks every 3 minutes, severely impacting focused attention. Under sustained stress, these executive functions frequently become severely dysfunctional. Many founders experience what psychologists term executive dysfunction due to chronic multitasking that progressively exhausts both motivation and attention spans. This mental exhaustion often drives individuals to seek quick relief through various substances. Research indicates that up to 73% of entrepreneurs report experiencing mental health challenges, with cognitive overwhelm being a primary contributor. Founders can build resilience through specific practices addressing startup challenges. Bertrand Russell advocated for an organized diminution of work. Studies confirm that setting personal goals, practicing gratitude, and using personal strengths reduce depressive symptoms. The 24/7 work myth needs challenging through deliberate disconnection, turning off devices by 9 p.m., or journaling to release internal pressures. Physical activity provides escape from rumination. BKS Iyengar describes the breath-mind relationship as like that of a mother and child. Many founders experience erratic breathing when stressed, holding breath, clenching fists, tightening shoulders like a frightened animal. Walking in nature offers benefits beyond exercise. As Thoreau noted, the moment my legs begin to move, my thoughts begin to flow. Research across 24 forests shows 15 20-minute walks significantly lower cortisol and blood pressure. Surprisingly, volunteering effectively combats depression. Studies reveal volunteers report better health than non-volunteers. One founder shares how volunteering for a suicide hotline provided purpose and perspective. My ability to listen and gently support the callers gave me both a sense of purpose and perspective. That my problem seemed so minuscule in comparison. Our shadow side contains darker qualities we often repress. Jung warns that the less it is embodied in conscious life, the blacker and denser it is. Working with our shadow means accepting rather than repressing it. Bill Plotkin's work with recurring dreams of threatening thugs revealed that what we fear often contains qualities we secretly admire but haven't integrated. When reflecting on a life well-lived, entrepreneurs must look beyond their drive to disrupt. Harvard Medical School longitudinal studies tracking 800-plus people identified 5 key factors for fulfillment: developing an identity independent from social influences, forming intimate relationships, progressing in career competence and contentment, giving to others, and maintaining integrity by accepting life's rewards without regrets. The resilient founder isn't one who never experiences darkness, but one who integrates these experiences into a meaningful narrative. As Rumi summarized, "I was raw, I was cooked, I was burnt." The entrepreneurial journey encompasses all 3 states: the raw enthusiasm of beginning, the cooking process of challenges, and the burning of crisis. True resilience isn't about avoiding darkness, it's about learning to carry your own light.